This is Lisa Nichols from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. We hear a lot about being prepared for emergencies. There's a way to plan ahead for how to handle emergency medical care for yourself or your loved ones. April 16 is National Healthcare Decision Day, which encourages people to create an advance directive or legal document to identify who can make medical decisions on their behalf if they are not able to make those decisions for themselves. That person is called a healthcare agent. An advance directive can also specify what type of medical intervention a person wishes to have if they cannot communicate for themselves because they are physically or mentally incapacitated. Intermountain recommends that you start having those important conversations with your loved ones ahead of time so they are not burdened with difficult medical decisions in the future without understanding your wishes about what is most important to you and your quality of life. Advance directives are not just for older people. Anyone over the age of 18 should have an advance directive. Accidents or serious illness can happen at any age. Advance directives help reduce anxiety during what can be a stressful time when loved ones are faced with making medical decisions for others. Advance directives can be sent to your healthcare provider via mail, email, fax, or placed in your electronic medical records, so your doctors or medical providers are informed of your wishes. Advance directives should be updated when you have changes to your wishes or change your designated healthcare agent. I'm Lisa Nichols with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.